Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker, and I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written four books. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. The second, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. And my third release, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. And my most recent book, Unlimited Possibilities, A Roadmap to Restoration. I'm so excited about this show tonight, and I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. I'm an entrepreneur as well as a motivational speaker. Thank you for joining us tonight.
I had the opportunity to connect with Shirley almost 2 weeks in a row. I saw you in Detroit at the Fight for Your Dreams tour.
Yeah.
Had a good time there. Yes, indeed. And the next one is going to be in Washington, D.C. I have seven speakers that will be joining me that night, and also Les Brown will be attending this particular tour April 13th in Washington, D.C. at the Sheraton Washington North. You can find out more information by visiting my website, www.arisebyvnp.com. And I'm also on Facebook, so you can hit me up on Facebook, Valerie Parker at Facebook. This past weekend, I connected with you again, Shirley. We were at Fuel the Fire event in Kansas City, Missouri, with Les Brown and 3,000 Team National representatives.
And that was awesome. I mean, that event, you know, when it was a perfect title, Fuel the Fire. And if you have a fire inside of you, that event gave you all the fuel you needed to go out and just, you know, go on with your continued walking forward and fighting for your dreams and making it a reality. It was unlimited possibilities. The information, all the people, I mean, just being in a company of over 3,000 people who are all fighting for their dreams, who are fueling the fire to take their vision to the next level, to have their dreams become a reality. It was an awesome event.
Yes, I tell you, it was an inspiring and motivation at the same time to let me know I'm on the right track. And that's why I wanted to talk about continuing the journey tonight. You know, we often have so many distractions in our life that prevent us from becoming who we are. And we look more at the limitations more than the possibilities. And if you want to make it to your final end, your purpose, your goal in life, you have to be focused on that end result. You have to be a visionary. A visionary sees things already completed, already done, and that's why they're constantly moving and doing things. Sometimes a visionary will get on your nerves and irritate you and cause you to lash out at them, but it's only because visionaries see things already done, already completed. When they mark out the blueprints to begin to build the building, they have everything down to a T. They know how many bolts are going to go in the walls, how many beams they need to erect the building, and they already see the asphalt in place, the bricks, the mortar, the cement. Everything is in place, the roof, the steeples, the doors, the windows. Everything is complete, and that's how we have to be about this thing we call life. Life is a journey, and it's what we make on this journey that will determine our outcome. And as I always say, our journey is not about us. It's always about somebody else. So we've got to figure out what that is all about. And this past weekend, I had a chance to, you know, see this in living color at the Fuel the Fire Team National event. Here there were Team National is a company that is dedicated to helping people save money and earn money at the same time. But one of the things I like about it is if they don't help you, you can't aspire to go higher and go to the next level. They can't make it unless they drag you along. No matter how high the presidentials are or the double platinums are, they have to constantly work with those that just come in. It's not like a lot of other companies when people come in, if you're all at the top, you know, you're making all the money and the ones that just come in don't make any. It doesn't work like that. Everybody is making money if they invest in themselves with their time, their energy, their resources. And Shirley, I say to you all the time, every time I ask you or tell you about something, you just can't. You just like, I don't know, I'm not doing that, I can't. It's always something I can, or I won't. But, you know, we've got to motivate ourselves and stop isolating ourselves and putting ourselves in a box because of the fact that we've got to connect with individuals, especially with what we do, what I do for a living. I'm constantly reaching out, trying to connect with people, trying to figure out what's going on in their lives and see how I can be a part of it, see how I can be motivated by them. Because a lot of times you go to individuals because you want to see what you can get from them, and they wind up blessing you and helping you get to the next level. They either will make you slow down or make you excel. So we got to put our bearings together and start focusing on what the real deal is for our life. And that's why I created the Fight for Your Dreams tour, because I got tired of turning on the news, looking at all the shootings and the killings and the abuse that was going on. Soul of a Woman, my foundation, caters to domestic abuse and parents, children living in single-parent homes, and that's just about every other home in America. There is a single parent in there that's carrying the load, and it gets to be very stressful. I know when I was raising my four children, it was hard, it was rough, and I had to take the time to sow into their minds and their hearts. I had to give each one of them some of me. So that, because I didn't know how much longer if I was going to be able to make it through. You know, life is like a vapor. You could be here today, gone tomorrow. So we've got to live each day like it's our last day, or live each day like we have no tomorrow. So whatever we're going to do, we must do it and make impact. Whatever connections we make, we want to make sure that it's a memorable contact. We want to make sure that when we communicate with someone, that they will never forget who you are. They may forget your name, but they may never forget you, because I know a whole lot of people. I may not know their names, but there's something special about individuals I come in contact with, and I celebrate them because of the fact that they're still here, they're in this game of life, and they're willing to pick up each and every morning, pull their clothes up or pull them down, put on their shoes, brush their teeth, wash their hair, wash their face, and get out in the world and be willing to fight. And I'm so excited about that.
And that is a wonderful thing, Val, you know, and you brought back to me something that, you know, I just remembered that I haven't said in a while. I had a saying that I would say, is that I live every day as though it was my last day on this earth, but I live like I'm going to live forever. And saying that, I found myself over the years wanting to be an impact in someone's life. And that is so true. When you want to be an impact in someone's life and they end up blessing you because you're looking to bless them and you receive a blessing by giving and receiving at the same time, not knowing that you don't have intentions to go there to receive, but you go to give and you receive, helping each other go to that next level, giving a hand up, giving a push up to someone else, and then someone behind you is pushing you up. And that's what I saw with Team National. It's a hand up to get a hand up. And it is just like a big family together, lifting each person up. And, you know, it's so rare that you find companies that once you get in that, you know, the higher up, they're too busy doing something else. They don't have time to help you. You're just there, and you're just trying to make it on your own. But what I saw over the weekend, it brought back to that family unity. There, you know, all the couples working together, building together. And, you know, that's one of the things that God did in the beginning of time, is that he made man a helpmate. And I saw so much of that going on this weekend, that everyone was helping each other, the husband and wife team, and how they were building their business together. They had a common cause, that they were reaching a goal. They had a dream. They had a goal, and they were coming together as one unit. And that's something that we don't see a lot in our society anymore. Couples working together is usually one working over here, one working over there, one working days, one working nights. But they came together and they were able to quit their regular 9-to-5 jobs and they worked their program together. And they're successful at doing it. And that is such an awesome thing to see, to experience it. You know, that was one of the things that touched me, was to see the unity, how everyone came together.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I really like. Now, I've been in Team National for a year. Now, if anybody that's listening and want to know more about the company, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com, soultopics@gmail.com. And I'm not on the show tonight to sell or push the company, but I want to give you some takeaways that I had and I experienced, and know that, you know, it's possible. Angela Laura Chrysler, who is the president of the company, is the successor of her father. Her father started the company years ago, and her husband, Phil Chrysler, he is the son of the Mr. Chrysler out in Detroit area. And just to see, she's a little lady like I am, and I tell you, I was just so inspired just looking at her and looking at that family dynamics and looking at the way she handles her business. Multitudes and multitudes of individuals are part of the company, have joined the company, and she, like, kind of has her hand and is connected to everywhere. Everybody in that room, 3,000 people, and everybody in that room felt connected to her. You can walk up to her and talk to her. You can say hello. You can hug her. And I was like watching her. I said, God, I don't ever want to lose that. I don't want to ever feel that I'm so high, that I'm so mighty, that I'm so wealthy, that I lose and fail to connect with people around me on a daily basis. I don't want anyone to feel that I'm too busy to connect with them, because of the fact that, you know, one of the things I always say is you don't know who's around you that's depending on you without you even knowing it. There are people that are drawn and connected to you emotionally that pull off you on a daily basis, and you have no idea that you are their power source until they're able to get enough courage to move on, to stand on their own 2 feet. So we got to make sure that when we're on this journey, as we're continuing this journey towards life, that we be mindful of those people that are around us and don't get so busy till we fail to hug somebody and love somebody and let them know that you care. You know, I like to joke and kid around with people, you know, in my life space. And I do that because there was a time in my life where I couldn't laugh, I couldn't talk, I couldn't hug anyone because I was so broken myself. And I said, if somebody would have just reached out and hugged me and say, Valerie, it's okay, it's going to be okay, I would have gotten stronger. I think I would have been able to get enough courage to leave the situation I was in had somebody reached out and said a word to me. But when you're walking and you're so overwhelmed with life and you feel like nobody cares, this opens up the door for self-destruction of yourself, because you feel like nobody cares and nobody's watching and that no one would miss you. We often hear young people say, well, you don't care anyway, you don't love me anyway. But you know what? it's because of the void, the emptiness that, you know, everybody is living individual, isolated lives and passing each other in the hallway, not saying hello, not seeing my children. And, you know, I could see them come in and out, and I say, love you. I love you. Hug you. And, you know that that's how mom is. And I see them dispersing that to their friends. They'll greet their friends. Hey, what's up? They hugging in, they say, love you, take care. Because we want to make sure that nobody feels isolated, nobody feels lonely. That way we can conquer and destroy that enemy inside that's called suicide, that will have people feel so unworthy that they feel that their life would be better, that people would be better if they weren't there, because they feel that they're invisible anyway. We have got to raise the bar. We have got to be conscious of who is around us. We've got to be conscious of our own lives and how we live our lives so that we, in turn, can go to the next level. We have got to move forward in ourselves, in our purpose, in our dreams for our own lives so that we can drag others behind us. And so that they won't no longer be behind us, we'll be walking aside of us and even go further than we go. You know, in the Word of God, it says, you know, when Jesus was gone on to be with his Father, he said, and greater work shall you do because I go to my Father. And this is what we want to make sure we do in this dispensation that we're living in. We want to set the stage so that when we leave this dispensation of our life, that somebody knows we were here. Horace Mann said we should be ashamed to die until we made some major contribution to mankind. What are we contributing in the earth? What are we contributing on this journey we call life? What impartations have we made in this game we call life? What are we doing with the time that we've been given? What about those books that you've been inspired to write? Are you writing those books? And once you've written it, are you motivated to publish it? If you're called to speak, are you speaking? If you're called to minister, are you ministering? If you're called to empower and inspire lives, are you doing that? When you continue this journey we call life, we have got to get it together, ladies and gentlemen, because the world is waiting on us to manifest ourselves. The Word of God said that the Creator is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That means he's waiting for us to manifest our gifts in the world, our gift on the planet. He is waiting for us to come forward. And as we move on in this game that we call life, I call it a game is because we're always moving chips. We're always waiting and struggling and fighting for that next move. We're always trying to go a step higher. We're always pulling ourselves out of what ditches of emotions and traumas that we've come through. And as we pull ourselves up out of those ditches, there is somebody there waiting to extend a hand to pull us out so that we can move forward into another dispensation. I have a caller on the line, 6362. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Valerie?
Yes, how are you?
How are you? This is Dr. Allen. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you doing, Shirley? I was so glad. I'm just sitting here listening to the broadcast, and I'm just so inspired by by what you're speaking on, because you know what, we are put here upon this earth for purpose, you know, and if we do not complete our assignment, I mean, you find so many of us here that, you know, we go through life and we have no vision, no insight, and we live one day without any hope, any vision, or anything whatsoever. And I am just so inspired listening to you speak on how we should be doing what God has placed in our lives to do, how we should be helping others, how we should be pulling them up, motivating them to do to go further in life. So I was just so, you know, I'm just so motivated just sitting here listening to you speak.
Well, thank you so much for chiming in. And Dr. Allen, you have a story too. You've been on the show before, and you talked about your early days as a young adult. Well, you weren't even a young adult yet.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't a young adult. As I said before, you know, Val, my journey, it started way back at the age of 14. You know, I was an honor student. Actually, I thought I was going to, you know, just go places in life, and I didn't think that anything, you know, would happen in my life that would prevent me from doing the things that I, you know, had made in my mind to do. But then I became pregnant at the age of 14, and, you know, with that happening at that time and age, children, you know, you didn't return to school when you became pregnant like that. Only way you were able to return to school is that you went to night school. And then at that time, I don't know any girls that was doing that. So I just thought my life was absolutely finished, wiped up completely. So I was just, you know, for a few years, I was just hopeless, you know, feeling worthless. And so much so until, you know, I just said, well, you know what? I'm pregnant now. I can't go back to school. I don't care what happened to me. So, I mean, not taking any responsibilities for my actions, I just decided, well, you know what, I'm not going to be anything anyway, so why not just, you know, do whatever I want to do. So, unfortunately, I end up having three kids by the age of 17 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
And how was that journey?
Oh, I tell you, you know what, it was a long, long, rough journey, You know, but through the grace of God, I mean, there was so many, you know, so many times in which I actually felt like just giving up. But I had a praying mother, you know, she was there and she continued to encourage me. But during this whole, you know, this whole process, I never took responsibilities for my, you know, for my actions. And that's one of the reasons now that I'm so active in, you know, going out and speaking, and especially speaking to our young adults and explaining to them, I mean our young teenagers, you know, speaking to them and then trying to, and you know, inspire upon them, encourage them to, you know, be selective in the choices that you make, because, you know, the choices that we make can have lifetime, you know, they can impact our lives for a lifetime. And that's exactly what choices that I made back then. It has impacted my life. I mean, it will continue to impact my life until I leave this earth. The only saving grace is that, you know, but God, he stepped into my life and changed things around. I mean, but before that happened, you know, I was living a completely reckless life. I mean, mm-hmm. My children was being, you know, they were just, I'm just going to make it plain. My children were being neglected. I mean, yes, I did return to school, and yes, I was able to complete my education. I mean, but you know what? Even that, you know, it was me doing me. You know, it was not me being the mother, being home with my children, you know, taking on that responsibility, you know, seeing that they completed their homework and so forth, you know. And like I said, you know, if a young lady has a child, you know, there's nothing wrong, I mean, you know, with you completing your education. But you must also take the responsibility.
Oh, I think we lost you, Dr. Allen. Are you there? Okay, I think we lost Dr. Allen there. But one of the things she was saying is that, you know, we've got to take responsibility for what we do in our actions, because of the fact that, you know, when I had my children and we wound up homeless, and then when I was able to move into a home after that situation, I became so busy working, trying to make ends meet, till I got distracted and the kids started acting out in school and started fighting one another. And I have been bumping into some of my kids' teachers, and they were like, you know, you have some of those sweetest children, but they are something. They said they really gave us a hard time. They really were great kids, but we knew something was going on because they knew the mother. They said, we knew you. And because they knew me, because I was involved. When something was going on at the school, I went up there. I wanted to know what was going on at all times. And I would check my children right in the office. When they acted up, I acted up right with them. And that's what we have to do. We have to step up to the plate and take dominion and take authority in our homes, in whatever situation, whatever obstacles are going on. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening, if you don't have any young children, invest in some child that you see that's right there in your community. Volunteer at some of the youth centers and try to take up some of the slack, because, you know, there's a lot of single parents and there's a lot of individuals that wish they had children and seniors that aren't doing anything. And I'm telling you, it will take your mind off of your own problems if you sow into somebody else's life. I mean, it's like the best pill, the best medicine. If you sow into somebody else's life, it will help you get to the next level. I can almost guarantee you. Have you found that to be the case with you, Shirley? Okay. But one of the things I want to also let you know is next week, on the 27th and 30th, I will be in Abaco, Bahamas, talking about continuing the journey. I will be in Abaco, Bahamas. If I had not continued on and pursued what I was doing in life and the roadmap, the destiny that God had for me, doors would not have opened up for me. But I continued on the path. I continued on the journey. I continued in the faith and continued in what I thought the assignment was for my life. And because I continued on and moved on, I was able to move on and get this opportunity where almost every month, starting this month, I will be in a crusade, as well as conducting the Fight for Your Dreams tour that will feature different motivational speakers. And also, the end of April, I will be getting an honorary doctorate from this university in Houston, ELST School of Ministry, is giving me an honorary doctorate for the work that I've been doing as it relates to social issues in our community. And we're moving on to the next level in our lives, and we have to decide what it is that we're going to do in this final dispensation of our life. What are we going to do with the time that we have allotted? What is the final chapter that we want to leave in this dispensation? What will people write about you? What will they say about you if you were to exit today? I went to an event back in January, and part of the workshop that they gave was we had to write our obituary. Now, I know some of you are like, what? But, you know, I was sitting in that room, she was like, write your obituary. What is it that you want to be known? What is it that you want to be said about you? What is the legacy you want to leave behind? What works do you want mentioned in your obituary if you had to write it right now. And I tell you, that was really an emotional turmoil for me. It was something I was like, you know, kind of taken back. But, you know, it really made a lot of sense to do something like that. And because I did it, it really changed my perspective, because I began to think about what legacy do I want to leave and what is it that I want to be remembered by, what seeds that I want, that I sown in the earth that I wanted to be made manifest, what is it? And I began to change my perspective, change my way of thinking, change my attitude. So, and this is what I'm talking about, continuing the journey. When we continue, when we're moving forward, one of the things, the main thing, is to make sure that whatever it is that you're working towards and you're trying to finish is what God told you to start in the first place. And that's what it's all about. We have to get back to the beginning and try to fulfill that blueprint that was already designed and assigned for our lives in the first place. Make sure that whatever it is you're trying to finish is what God said to start in the first place. Food for thought. We're getting ready to wrap up Hot Topics from the Soul, and I want to remind everyone that we will be in Washington, D.C., April 13th at 7 p.m. with the Fight for Your Dreams tour. We have some premier platinums that will be speaking. I have Alan McDougall, Lyndia Grant, Charles Phillips, Wade Randolph, Eloise Frazier, Cheryl Nix, and Star Babatun. And Les Brown will be joining us on that tour there at the Sheraton Washington North. You can find out more information on the website, www.arrivebyvmp.com. And if you have any questions or comments, please visit me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's SOULTOPICS with an S, soultopics@gmail.com. Email me and reach out to me and let me know how you're liking the show and any topic you want discussed, because, see, Hot Topics from the Soul was created to be a lifeline to the community so that we can keep you connected, keep you inspired, so that you can move to the next level in life. We don't want anyone to ever feel isolated or feel like they can't, you know, that their life has no meaning. So I want you to stay connected to Hot Topics from the Soul and visit my website, FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com. That's FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com. And those of you that have relatives in the Bahama Islands, I will be in revival there with the Fire of the Holy Spirit conference with Dr. DJ Roker there next week. I'll be leaving out Monday and coming back on the weekend. So we'll be there doing a whole week of ministry. And remember, the word for tonight is make sure that whatever it is you're trying to finish is what God said to start in the first place. This has been Valerie Parker with another Hot Topics from the Soul. We look forward to seeing you next week. Good night.
Good night.